Welcome to episode 73 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris, and in this episode, we're going to drink some kind of summery bit beers, some lighter beers. We also have special guest Brian with us.
Hey, you. I'm here.
Welcome, Brian.
Thanks. All right, so let's crack the first beer, and then we'll get into what's been going on with us. The first beer is Samuel Adams Summer Ale. It's an ale brewed with grains of paradise and lemon peel and some other summery feeling light stuff like that.
Can I have that fancy midget Sam Adams glass?
This one?
Yes.
Thanks. Paradise is a kind of grain.
Summer Ale 2016.
We may have had this beer on a Sam Adams episode. We've done a number of Sam Adams episodes, but...
But it's different every summer, so it wouldn't have been the 2016 one.
So it's a...
And short myself.
It's kind of straw golden color.
Yeah. It's a little bit cloudy, too.
Bright in here, so we can't... Yeah, it's not completely clear.
Which is... I don't know how Sam rolls it, but...
It's got a nice white head.
I'm going to say that's probably by intent.
Kind of a thin head.
Yeah.
It's not rocky.
Is it bready?
I don't smell too many hops. Yeah, I smell maybe a little breadiness. Definitely smells... It doesn't...
There's bread. Biscuit. All right. Ooh, sweet.
Kind of a dry finish.
You think it's dry?
You guys just said opposite things.
Yeah, I don't think it's dry. I was going to say, it's like, you got dry?
I got dry.
You always go sweeter, though.
Is it?
In general, yeah.
Everything tastes sweet to me.
So?
But this, tell me this doesn't taste sweet.
It tastes a little sweet.
Didn't taste sweet to you at all?
Let me try it again.
But it leaves, it kind of dries out my mouth a little
bit.
That's
nice, though.
Yeah, not super sweet.
No, I'm getting a little tart going.
It's just a nice, easy drink of beer.
Well, I did see her a little tart, yes.
Yeah. So, I guess it doesn't mean sweet, does it? But it, like a sour apple type tart, right. So there's sweetness and tart.
Like a sweet tart.
Yeah.
So as we're drinking this, we have a couple of corrections from our last episode, or updates. We were drinking the Hog Island beer. So this is a little geography update for people. We're drinking the Hog Island beer. And we didn't know where Hog Island was. It was a beer from 21st Amendment in San Francisco. It turns out there's Tamales Bay right up the coast there, north of San Francisco.
Like hot tamales?
It's spelled a little bit differently. Okay. But maybe it comes from the same thing. There is an island in that kind of long bay called Hog Island.
So it's part of that no cal. Where they refer to themselves up there in that San Fran, San Jose area.
Well, it's
there's SoCal
north.
And no cal.
Yeah,
so
it's north of San Francisco. So it's like out. It's in the kind of woods and parks area there along the coast, which is a beautiful area. There's also some great breweries up there, Russian River and.
Whoa.
Some other ones.
Russian River,
though, is Santa Rosa, right?
Yeah, that's a little more inland,
yeah,
but it's
like
north of San
by
Francisco.
By Napa.
Yeah.
It's brewed on Hog Island?
It's not brewed on Hog Island.
The
oysters were from Hog
Island.
It was an oyster stout.
Yeah, the oysters were harvested off of Hog Island.
Okay.
Also, a correction. I was talking about Flying Dog Brewery, and for some reason I said they weren't open on the weekends. Of course they're open on the weekends. They probably weren't open on a weekday when I was there or something like that. So they're open they're open Thursday through Sundays for tastings and their shop there and brewery tours as well. You can schedule your tours. So go do that. I still haven't been there, so I have to do that.
You've never been there. Did I have the same reaction last time you said that? It's a great tour. I mean, I don't know if it's gotten, because they're much bigger, if it's gotten more, business-like. It used to be much more informal. Like, my favorite tour ever of all the tours I've done. Do you remember Wild Goose?
Yeah.
Wild Goose had a great tour out in Cambridge. They're gone now. That was a good beer. I really like that beer.
Yeah, the Ringwood yeast, yeah.
That was really nice. Any final thoughts on the summer ale?
Now that you said the green apple thing, that's coming through.
Getting that?
Yeah.
I'll read their marketing spiel here before we give our final thoughts.
Yeah, what do they say?
Crisp and tangy with refreshing lemon peel and a hint of pepper, which I did not get, from rare grains of paradise. Golden, hazy, and thirst-quenching. Agree with that. This American wheat ale balances bright citrus, noble hops, and spice for a lovely brew that's perfect on any summer day. I agree. This is a very good beer.
I've had this on some summer events before. We also got an email from one of the breweries we were drinking last episode. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so Erin from Down the Road Brewery reached out to us. She is their vice president of marketing, and she heard our podcast and wanted to link it up, so we are linked on their site, and we're very honored to be part of that.
You can go to downtheroadbrewing.com, go to About the Brewery and their press site, and you'll see a link to our podcast.
I highly recommend it, because they had some really cool labels their beers and some interesting beer stories, so it's worth the trip to their website. It's pretty cool stuff.
So thanks a lot for that. And anybody else wants to feature our brilliant take on your beers, you know.
Well, that's officially now two breweries that have actually listened to an episode. Flying Dogs listened to an episode and contacted us and corrected us on our 3D label question.
Flying Dog even threw us a like for the episode, even though we kind of trashed
the beer. Yeah, well, they did. Because we like most of the beers. Yeah. But, yeah, but they actually answered questions in the episode, so it wasn't just a they've tweeted us.
So it's a rigorous audit process that we go through. But if you play your cards right as a brewery,
we might allow you to feature us. All right, so the next beer we're gonna jump right into.
Our press people agree it's tough.
You got that press packet ready yet?
Yeah. I'm working on it.
And it's about 150,000 listeners at this point, right?
Order of magnitude.
It's
off
a
of
factor.
That,
but, yeah, factor. I mean, it's, but,
yeah, the number is very similar to 150,000.
Yes. Minus the thousands.
All right. Heaven or Hellas from Sam Adams Brewing. So I would guess that this is a Hellas, which is a German style beer, I believe.
To you, sir.
Gracias.
It's a little thicker head. Much clearer color, or much clearer.
Yeah, no cloudiness either in the beer compared to the last one.
Getting more of an herbal head on that, almost as if it's skunked.
I get kind of a yucky smell too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Hopefully, this is not a bad bottle.
You see the carbon.
I have another bottle of this if this one happens to be off.
Yeah, it's carbonated, bubbling up a little bit.
Yep. Effervescent.
But are you getting the herbal smell versus the bread? It doesn't have the bready smell.
I get some of the kind of earthy smells or something. I don't really like the smell. It tastes pretty good, though. It doesn't taste like it's skunked.
This just tastes like a good, like, lager.
Good German beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Helles, or Hell, is a traditional German pale lager produced chiefly in southern Germany, particularly Munich. The word hell can be translated as bright, light, or pale.
I would say that's the color. It's very bright, light. It's almost as light as some of those American Pilsners, but it's got a lot more complexity to the flavor. Tastes very good.
They're generally full-bodied, mildly sweet, and lightly colored with low bitterness.
Yeah.
Yeah, little notes of honey, not too hoppy.
Mm-mm. No
hoppy. Don't get too many hops. I mean, there's a little bit of tiny bitterness. It has a nice little
bitterness on the aftertaste.
A little something in the aftertaste other than the bitterness, too, that I like. Maybe that's the honey that you were describing. Yeah.
Mm, that's yummy, man. They make good, good beer.
This is good.
Yeah.
It's really good, but it's just it's like straight up just a good quality light beer.
Yeah,
light,
you could drink a big old one of those German-style
beers. I was going to say, like, it doesn't overpower. You can have a lot of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you want to hear the marketing spiel on this one? And the head was nice on it, too. It maintained.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Light and golden blonde, this seemingly innocent brew is hellishly drinkable. Yes, it is. Hells translates to a bright in German, befitting this fresh lager, We brew our version in the Zwickel beer style, meaning that it's lightly filtered, resulting in a slightly... All right, I didn't see that. This is slightly hazy lager that tastes like it's fresh in the tank. I didn't see it hazy. It was pretty clear.
And even in the style guide, they talk about it being filtered. So,
spicy floral hop notes from Saz and Tetnang hops are complemented by a touch of honey malt sweetness for a drinkable yet flavorful brew. I agree. It's drinkable and flavorful. And I got more like a grassy smell versus a floral smell on the bouquet, but it was really good. I'm really sad that my son destroyed the Goza, though. That was part of the mix pack.
Couldn't get your reaction to it? So is this like a summer mix pack session?
Yeah, again, from Kirkland.
Like, yeah.
Or Costco. They had a Sam Adams case of summer beer, so it had a bunch of different beers in there. And one of them was their Goza, which wasn't as overpowering as some other sours. I think it would have been nice for this flight. But oh well, what you gonna do?
You have any beer experiences or anything to talk about since last episode?
I'm sure, but I can't remember any of them.
Well, I went to a new brew pub that I hadn't been to before.
Yeah? I have a beer. No, you just reminded me. Go ahead.
All right, good. Mad Fox Brewing in McLean, Virginia. It's a brew pub downtown area there.
We're doing a show.
Read about that one.
He's going to be prepared for the beer that he brought.
Oh, all right.
I got a sampler there, and
don't critique my style.
The standout in the sampler was called Orange Whip. It was an IPA.
Orange Whip. There was a band called Orange Whip when we were younger.
The the food there at the brew pub was okay. It was kind of like standard pub fare. They described themselves as a gastropub.
Were they?
I wouldn't put them in the gastro, because when I hear that, I think like kind of simple food, but a little gourmet up a little bit, you know? I just thought it was kind of pretty, it was simple kind of pub food. It was good, but it wasn't like the next, you know, wasn't something where I would go there just for the food.
Wasn't like that place, Church Key below, what's that place called?
Birch and Barley.
Birch and Barley. That stuff's kind of swanky. And good.
But definitely worth a visit to Mad Fox Brewing if you're in the area.
And it was all their beers, and they had like your, what was in the flight? So what was the Orange Whip?
Orange Whip was an IPA.
It was an IPA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there were, I don't know, there was like a stout, a porter, a saison. The saison was good too. There's a bunch of different styles. They had like maybe 8 different styles on tap.
How's the atmosphere?
It was good. Yeah, seemed like a good place to hang out.
So where is McLean, Virginia?
I don't know. I was in Tyson's Corner.
I don't understand Virginia.
I don't know.
McLean?
It's inside the Beltway.
Yeah, yeah.
North of Arlington.
Right across the river from Bethesda.
Yeah.
So I was in Atlanta.
Hotlanta.
Hotlanta last week.
Yes.
For I forget what it was
work
for.
Thing.
A work thing.
Like arms deal.
I still couldn't figure out why I was there, but they took me there. So I was trying to find. It was a show, so I didn't get a lot of time to myself.
Right.
But every time I did go out, I did try to sample the local beverages. So I had some Georgia beers. And actually, there's a cool restaurant that we went to, and I'm trying to remember. I think it's called Empire South.
Was it a beer bar, like a good beer selection?
They weren't about beers particularly, because I think all their beers were cans. So they didn't have beers on tap. I think they were more of a bourbon bar, but it's definitely a very like hipstery type place. But they had great food. But I tried some good beers down there, and nothing that really blew my socks off, but. But another beer experience, well, I'll say that for another time. But so, yeah, Atlanta, they had the Terrapin, which we've been exposed to here, and then some other beers from Savannah. But it was nothing that was, like, particularly crazy good. But it's definitely a lot of fun. And Atlanta's a good town.
All right. Let's pop open our next beer. This beer is from a local brewery, Denizens Brewing Company out of Silver Spring, MD. This is their Macadocious, a German-style Maibock lager.
So wait, what brewery is this?
Denizens Brewing Company, Silver Spring, Maryland.
It's on East West Highway.
Silver Spring, Maryland.
Silver Spring is kind of a... It's not really an official city. It's just basically Eastern Montgomery County.
Is that a goat?
Just like Potomac is Western Montgomery County. There's a goat on there, yeah. It's,
is this going to make us...
This is another German style of Maibock.
Gracias.
So fitting in the theme of the evening.
So they were serving this at the climbing gym that Earth Tracks over in Rockville.
Oh, yeah.
And I got there late, and the family was already there. And I don't know if there's like some kind of weird reaction, or if someone in my family confused like 2 for 10, but it had a powerful effect on her. hadn't seen that before.
So it is. That, it did.
But I only had 2, and didn't. That didn't happen to me. But it tasted pretty good. So that's why I went for the. I mean, the local pride, but also.
It is 7.1%.
Yeah.
So can it's a little higher than the rest of the other beers that we've had, I think.
Can take you by surprise.
Yeah. So have you been, so you had it at the rock climbing place. You weren't actually at the
Have not been to the brew pub yet. They have a pub right
Do
there.
Do they have a brew pub?
Okay. Yeah, on East West Highway right in Silver Spring. I was looking at their website today. Looked pretty good. Probably worth a visit.
Hmm. So color,
it's like a darker golden.
Yeah. Darker golden, almost no head. A lot of carbonation.
Do you smell anything? I'm not picking up much on the nose, but maybe because I already drank it.
Getting a lot of citrus.
I'm not getting, maybe a little bit of citrus. Not much else.
The citrus, very floral taste to it.
Ooh.
Good.
That one had more of a bitter bite than the other ones that we've had so far. It doesn't have that light, and it's finishing very bitter.
Oh, so here's something that'll tell us a little bit about it. We release this strong pale lager each year at the opening of our beer garden. Ooh, they have a beer garden. Speaking of beer gardens, I have an article on that later. Providing craft lovers with a springtime swagger in the sunshine. Oh, yeah, so, you know, you want to hang out in the beer garden and get hammered? This is the beer for you, apparently.
This is what you can do. Yeah, yeah.
Brewed and canned with heart by Denizens Brewing Company. Tasty note, sweet malts and floral hops.
All right, let's...
I was getting more citrus than flour, but...
Did you have some info about this brewery or this beer, Bri?
Mostly just
all that time reading the phone. Nothing on there.
No. I was reading about the other ones.
You're reading about Sam Adams ones.
I thought you were doing research.
I thought, yeah,
to prepare for the beer that you brought.
So Brian, after many guest stints, finally has brought on this good, and it's a very good beer. So thank you.
I have brought beer before.
You did?
Yes.
Did we ever drink it?
Yes.
Oh yeah. My bad. I don't mean to besmirch the fine name of Badkins.
I'm a laggard. I need to step it up, but I'm just saying it's not like I've never brought it.
This one does have a nicer head going, or maybe it's just on mine.
Mine was pretty flat.
That's a pretty interesting beer.
Kind of a, I don't know, brassy taste to it.
Brassy?
Or like a, you know, like a sucking on a penny or something, coppery?
I'm not getting that. Are you bleeding inside your mouth, perhaps?
No, the aftertaste is there. Like, if you, you know.
I'm getting the bitter, the astringent bitter at the end. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. That's your copper, that's a penny?
Yeah.
All right, I got that. But it doesn't taste like metallic, though.
Yeah.
No, but I'm getting that linger bitter. This one is not as easy drinking as that Helles was. The Helles, like, when you were talking about, like, not the big old... Munich pints or Munich, whatever you call those things.
Yeah.
This to me is more of the drinker.
Yeah, this is a sipping tea.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that they describe it as a strong pale lager, because you don't usually get strong pale lagers. Like 7.1%.
That's
pretty
heavy. Lager. That's gonna. That's crazy. I could see why the 2 for 10 did in the.
The summer ale was 5.3%.
It's not like your wife's packing a lot of weight behind that either, you know. So it just goes straight to the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Heaven and Hellas was 5%. So, yeah, this is much stronger than the last 2 years.
Her tolerance is low to begin with. Every now and then she gets taken by surprise. And there's a little tipping point that once you cross it, you don't know that you should stop.
All the ambitions are down.
Right. That's
and
right.
It keeps on going.
You may have experienced this yourself at one point.
I know I have. Personally or with spouses?
I guess both.
Yeah. I usually, the tipping point for me is about 6 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I know what you mean. All right, so any other thoughts about this beer? Are we on any Listomanias?
No, but I have an article I want to talk about. This is from the Washington Post.
Okay.
For the locals out there. 3 new beer gardens to check out this weekend or this summer in the Washington, D.C. area. One of them is called Neil Place Tap and Garden. That's 4th Street, 1300 4th Street Northeast. In an empty lot next door to Mazzeria.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Keep talking it up.
There's also, you remember the Bardo in Arlington?
Yes.
Bardo, yeah. Old
car dealership maybe?
In a car dealership, yeah. And they had like pool tables and crazy stuff. I don't know. I went there once, and it was a brew pub. So they've now opened a brew pub they're not on this list, but they've opened a brew pub and kind of beer garden area near the National Stadium in downtown. It's like a big, like, couple acres.
Okay.
Where they have, like, bathrooms and you can bike there, and they have, like, what's that game where you throw the bean bags?
Cornhole
and all sorts of crazy stuff going on, but big, you know, a bunch of benches and tables and chairs just kind of sitting out there in the open, eating beer and,
Ought to be young again.
An outdoor brew pub, so check that out at some point this summer.
What's the microbrew place also near, it's like Blue something?
Blue Jacket.
Yeah, Blue Jacket's really good. I've been there a couple times, yeah.
Okay.
I have not, but Chris speaks highly of it.
Yeah, it's by the same guys that do Church Key and Birch and Barley. It's really good.
I enjoyed it. A couple of friends recently complained about bad service there. Just like rude staff, rude waiters, whatever. But
I had always nice people. Haven't been there for a while. It's been very busy generally when we go, because sometimes we'll go there before a baseball game and it's usually packed. So.
Okay, that could be it.
But yeah, you might get beer snobby hipster waiters as well. I can see that. Most of them are pretty nice. Yep. Snobby hipster waiters. Or maybe they're just hipster waiters, not snobby. Right.
Could be the people talking about bad service could just be cranky old men.
You guys gotta watch that, yeah.
Yeah, and just to make sure that. So do we do 2 articles in one day? Or?
Well, I'm still finishing this one. There's also Tyson's Beer Garden.
I just don't go to Tyson's.
Leesburg Pike in Vienna. 5,000 square feet of outdoor space, mix of grass and pavement there. They have cornhole, stage for cover bands and other stuff. 18 draft beers, primarily German, with some Belgian beers.
A fine mix of grass and pavement.
And then Wonder Garden, the corner of First and L Street, Northeast. This is next to the NoMa metro station.
Ah, NoMa, the newest, coolest, hippest neighbor north of Massachusetts.
NoMa.
That's so where you work. 13,000 square feet of that one.
Getting closer to it, yeah.
So, yeah, go try out those outdoor spots.
Well, if you go to NoMa, you run into people from NPR.
Washington, D.C. area.
A lot of hipsters there.
A lot of hipsters.
Can I ask a technical question? I know you guys will know the answer to. When you're traveling,
yes.
And you find a beer that you would love to bring back,
yes.
To Maryland or wherever.
Yes.
What measures do you take? Can you put it in your carry-on?
No, you can't put it in your carry-on. No liquids.
Can you put it, if you check it, will you it can explode check in it. Your...
No, that's fine to do.
You
and
check
I've done
it
that
and wrap
quite
it
a bit.
In dirty laundry so it doesn't break.
Yep.
Okay, but the pressure issue is not an issue.
No, not an issue.
Okay.
No. So I've I've hand carried many beers back in checked bags. But you have to, you know, you put it in some plastic or something just in case.
Right.
And then wrap it in your dirty laundry.
So
and then kind of
get
it so it's kind of in the
padding.
Middle of the suitcase. Because
I watch
those
guys, they toss that shit around.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure it's in the middle of your bag.
That's your big issue. Okay. I've been a couple places where I wanted to bring it back, but I wasn't sure if I could put it in my check or if it would just explode. So
It won't explode.
I don't know how legal or if they'd want you to do it.
I've never gotten any kind of flag.
I mean, if you're going in, because I've done it coming back from Canada. And I don't know if that's like a, you know, you have to declare that or something.
I went to Taos, New Mexico, and I had a beer called, I was Googling this, Cumbre Elevated IPA. And what I discovered is that although alcohol is usually not good for altitude sickness, Cumbre Elevated IPA combined with green chili and then holding your head in your hands while you're in a restaurant for an hour.
does take care of the sickness?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The altitude sickness had gone away after that.
Well, we probably wouldn't need it here down at sea level where we habitate, but...
No, but because you live at sea level, you're extra vulnerable to it when you go to Taos.
I'm going to Peru in a month or two.
Really?
Yeah, in July.
You going to do the Inca Trail?
Yes.
I want to do that. I really want to do that.
I have another bottle of this if you want to go crazy with it. So I don't think that we had left
trying
you
to minimize. All right, we're popping into the next beer. This is Samuel Adams Belgian Session. Is that what that says, Brian?
Yes.
So
Belgian Session.
This is probably I've never heard or had a Belgian Session, but I imagine this is a Belgian-style pale ale that's lighter on alcohol. What's the alcohol on this? 4.3.
Can I see the pop top?
Yeah, 4.3.
Phil Bryan up there.
4.3%. All right, this is going to be interesting.
That's crazy.
It's a very dark golden.
Yes.
Very clear, filtered looking. I got a nice little.
This one has a rocky head.
Yeah, mine could be rocky if they're
this bigger. One is closer to golden and orange than any of the other beers we've had tonight. All the other ones have been like a light golden color. This one is more of
a little lacy when you tip the glass. Yes,
it's heading towards amberish.
I get maybe a little bit of that Belgian.
You get that
smell
candy,
the candy sugar, and especially if you do the mouth open smell.
Yep.
You get even more of it. Yeah.
But it's not as powerful in the flavor.
There's that Belgian.
It's a very strong
feel
aroma,
to it.
But yeah, but it doesn't. It's not overwhelming. It's not like
it's kind of a chewy flavor. What is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
You have to go. When you say chewy, explain. You don't mean Chewbacca, right?
I don't. No.
Now I get pepper on this one. I didn't get pepper on the other one where they said it had a peppery bite.
Here's what they say. A crisp, refreshing version of a traditional Belgian beer. Fruity, slightly spicy flavors from the Belgian yeast.
I'm getting the Belgian yeast slightly spicy.
Are balanced by toffee and caramel. Maybe that's the chewy stuff you're getting.
Could be.
Notes. From our blend of malts, the hops provide a citrus character that rounds out this enjoyable brew. Jim Cook.
I'm not getting a lot of citrus.
So,
this was Sam Adams too. Did I say that? Sam Adams Belgian Session.
Normally on a Belgian, it's got that sweet, and it's more. It has a thick taste to it when you get a Belgian. This one seems, and I don't know if it's because it's the session, but this one seems. You use the word aqueous or watery.
Yeah, it does.
I'm getting that watery
yep.
in this one. Like, I expect a little bit. Like when I do an Omegang or something like that, like it's really.
Yeah.
What's the word?
I think that's the session.
Thicker. This is thin. This is thin.
Because it's a session, right?
Yeah.
So it's...
But it's got like all the elements, but it's almost like a Belgian light.
Yeah.
What is the session? Why do you say that?
Session generally means lower alcohol
okay.
beer. So, and then a lot of... It's getting big now with... Like session IPAs and stuff like that. IPAs are generally high in alcohol, but you want the flavor. You want the hot in an IPA. You want the hops. You want,
you don't want
the flavor.
To be shit-faced.
Yeah, but you want to be able to drink more than three of them before, going to sleep. So, I've never heard of a Belgian style session before, but
for the record, I steer clear of any beer with the name session in it.
Okay.
I was really into it for a while.
I don't understand the concept of session. Doesn't make any
sense.
Well,
it's if you're gonna have a beer in the afternoon, and you know you don't want to pass out by 3 o'clock, you can drink a bunch of them over the course of a period of a day.
You don't want to be drunk.
If you're drinking a bunch of them, it's like I'm always drinking for the combination of flavor experience and intoxication.
I think there's a time.
Like, so I don't ever drink a beer just for the taste.
Like at breakfast.
Right. Like, I want to take that edge off.
So I feel there is a time and a place for a session, but I also found that I really liked them. And I was session IPAs, and I was getting them, and then a couple times I was getting them like in the winter, and I would be drinking them at night, and I'm like, no, I want a little bit of a buzz actually, and I
get them. That's what I'm talking about.
And now I'm just full after drinking three of them.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like, I'm getting fat, I'm getting full, I have to pee, but I'm not getting the other benefits that I normally get from beer. Therefore, I don't like sessions.
I keep taking a sip, looking across the table. Is she pretty? Is she pretty? Another sip. Session's not doing it.
Wow. Well, I'm going to make my beer quote along the lines of that spirit and sentiment.
So I don't know about the Belgian session. Just give me a Belgian.
Yeah, I'm with you. But, I mean, it's well constructed for sure. Yeah. Sam Adams, they make good stuff.
And they make a lot of different stuff, too, which is cool. You know, I don't know how many styles of beers they've gone through.
They're branching way the hell out.
Yeah. They were kind of stuck in their, you know, their handful of styles, but they've gone crazy in the last 5 years or so.
Yeah, and it's good stuff, though. It's not like,
it's not like the...
It's still relatable.
Dogfish Head experimental beer.
Yeah, it's relatable, and it's...
Where you're like, that was interesting, but I don't want another.
Right. It's not the brand, you know, of beers.
So any final thoughts on the beverages?
I think we're going to do one more.
Are we really going to do one more, Chris?
We don't have to.
Where are we at the episode?
We're at 33 minutes. We can wrap it up. Have a short one and do another.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to give them everything or leave the audience wanting more?
Yeah, you know, a little cliffhanger.
Go on top.
That's good.
I think it's good.
I mean, it's going to be another week or two before we do this again.
Right? It will be. Hopefully you'll warm up a little bit more.
Yeah.
All right. Let's sum up. The beers for this evening were Samuel Adams Summer Ale, Samuel Adams Heaven or Hellas, Denizen Brewing Company's Macadocious, mm-hmm. and Samuel Adams Belgian Session. Brian, what was your favorite of the bunch?
I did like the Macadocious.
Yeah?
Yes. It challenged me, but it drew me in.
Okay. Mike?
I was a big fan of the Sam Adams Flight. The Hellas evoked more... like, I liked your picture of, like, I could be in a Munich beer garden just pounding these things and having a good time with buxomy German lasses. Bring me more beers of that. So I'm going to go with the Hellas. But I did like the, what's it called? Denizen?
Macadocious.
That one was good. It was an interesting flavor. It had a lot of different things going on. It was definitely bitter. All the other ones were nice light beers. And then I think the best beer is the one we didn't taste would have been the Goes. Yeah. But
what happened to that?
You know. Slippery fingers, I guess.
We should visit Denton. We should support the spring, you know?
I think I would pick the Hellas. The Macadocious was a little more challenging, especially that alcohol jump on that one compared to the other beers.
True.
And I don't think Session and Belgian go together in my mind, so...
The Belgian Session definitely of the four...
But the Hellas was great. And like you said, I could see myself just drinking that. Yeah. A lot of those.
I could see myself trying to just get another six-pack of just that Hellas. It was, you know. The Summer Ale was good, but the Hellas was better.
All right. Let's wrap this one up.
Thanks for listening to CNBC Episode 73. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from a host. or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
People are actually using that email address, yeah. So we shouldn't speak into our hands when we give it. We're like, it is our address.
You can text us. You can WhatsApp us. It's cool.
You can Twitter.
WhatsApp?
I don't know what that is.
Twitter is the place to follow us at CNBC Podcast. We update with all new episodes, video, audio, whatever. We're also on Facebook.com/CNBC Podcast. That's where you'll see some pictures, but Facebook's really crappy about following things on it because it doesn't actually push anything out unless you pay them.
Ah, right.
So you have to specifically go to Facebook.com/CNBC Podcast unless you're one of the 10% that gets our stuff. You can also go to YouTube.com/CNBC Podcast to see any video episodes that we do. We'll probably do one tonight.
Sure.
At least one.
Absolutely. At the end of the night.
You can see a trio of good-looking middle-aged fellows.
Been accused of looking like Jack Black lately.
Okay.
All right. So we got our Twitterator... CNBC,
yeah,
all that stuff got dug in.
Let's see, a teaser for next week. I think we're going to do a triple episode coming up. We've got an IPA episode coming up.
Alcohol is the liquid version of Photoshop.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Drink good beer.
Yep. Welcome to... What? Who?
73.
Is it time to go?
Yep.